Joining me now on the phone, Eaton County Sheriff's Department Sergeant Aaron Brown with Emergency Services. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know you've been busy. Wanted to catch up with you, kind of an update after the storm damage Saturday, late afternoon, where we stand in terms of power outages and the cleanup effort.
Well, according to Consumers Power, who I've talked with earlier today, they had just under 1,000 people still out in Eaton County, and they did have crews out. And we're hoping to have most of it restored later tonight.
Oh, that's some good news, because earlier today we were talking about it might be Thursday evening, so the news is getting better.
Well, we hope so. I know they've really thrown a lot of people at it. They've brought in crews from out of state, and they're working as hard as they can.
Well, absolutely. We talked with Ingham County yesterday, and they had, you know, some similar damage. Eaton County sure seemed right on the edge there, sure seemed to take a pretty big hit. The two houses that were so severely destroyed there, what do we know in terms of, was it tornado or straight line winds, or do we have a determination yet?
Well, I spent some time yesterday with Dan Cobb from the National Weather Service, and we did go to both sites. His opinion on that is it was straight-line winds, and the estimated speeds were between 80 to 110, depending on, you know, what location you were in. And the difference between the two, you know, a tornado will obviously pull air in and up, whereas the straight-line winds are coming down and out. It really doesn't mean a lot difference. It's both, you know, it's a lot of wind, it's a lot of pressure. And actually, the straight lines can be more destructive because they last longer.
That's interesting. And as you were saying, it really doesn't make much difference in terms of damage. It sure doesn't to the folks who own those homes, does it?
Absolutely not.
Whatever you label it, the end is still the same.
Right.
And as far as nobody was hurt in those two homes?
No injuries in those two homes.
That's amazing.
We got very lucky.
Very lucky. What about in terms of trees and road closures and lines down and so forth? I was out with my daughter and some friends helping folks with a chainsaw, just kind of going through neighborhoods and helping. And, boy, there's a lot of tree damage, huge trees down.
Yeah. Right now, I did talk with our road commissioner earlier today. And at that time, we only had two roads that continue to be closed for the trees and wires. And they were down in the southeast corner of the county in Hamlin Township. Their estimates were they would have those open yet today.
And is it road folks working on those, commission folks, or is it just folks out helping with chainsaws to help clear at this point?
As far as those roads, I believe the road commission was taking care of that. I know on Sunday evening there was some residents out that did you know, offer some assistance in different areas of the county, just getting some things opened up in a hurry.
And do you offer any assistance for folks without power and so forth, give them places to go?
If they request it, you know, we see if we could help them out, you know, refer them to the Red Cross or whatever we could do, we obviously look into. The two that were displaced have managed to, you know, get temporary housing with family and friends, have offered to help them out.
I was very impressed when I was out, as I said, on Monday, at how coordinated the efforts were with, I mean, the caravans of folks dropping off assistance and power companies and so forth. Did emergency services come together and everything fall into plan and work as they're supposed to?
Yeah, all the different companies, you know, especially consumers and such, they have their own internal plans. You know, they deal with this every day in some part of the country, it seems. So they're pretty well versed at what they have to do. You know, they'll start with their major stuff first and work down from there. So they don't mess around. They get right out there and do their job.
And in emergency services in Eaton County, sounds like they all came together and put forth the plan as well.
We try.
Very good. Very good. Well, I appreciate the update. It sounds like things are moving along a little quicker pace, and I know the residents will appreciate that. Thank you for the update, Sergeant.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Very good. We've been speaking with Sergeant Aaron Brown with Emergency Services with the Eaton County Sheriff's Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.